Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Again, it is another Saturday. Today is January the 11th, 2020, and you have once again joined your boy, your favorite author, that's E-R-Y, not R-E-Y, R-O-S-H-E-L-L, me, Jeffrey Rochelle, on another episode of the Saturday Spotlight. Tonight, we will talk to author Anwan Anderson about his book, about his journey with his book, and a host of other things that will questions that I'll get into asking him tonight. But Anwan Anderson is the featured author for tonight. But as always, before we get to that part of the show, let's recap the week. The week. As you all know, last week I was down with strep throat. I had strep throat for about a good week and a half. Not a good thing. I hope to never have it again anytime this year or anytime soon in the future, which I highly can't control or doubt, I should say, or whatever. But I really hope to not catch strep throat again because I was down for almost a week and a half, and I was miserable. I hate being sick because when I'm sick, I get irritated. And when I'm irritated, I'm miserable and I can't function. So needless to say, I ended up catching it from one of the residents at the place where I work, and I went to see my doctor, thus going to the emergency room last Saturday, like I told you all, because I was in so much pain with my throat that I had to go to the emergency room. So I went there before I went to visit my doctor on this past Monday, and she was telling me that that's all she had been seeing the past 2-3 weeks was patients with strep throat or the flu. And I don't know what was going around, but I know on the news they had put an alert on it too, like to be careful, dress warm, eat right, make sure you're getting your vitamins in your system. And this is something that I have to work on because now that I'm getting older, I tend to kind of thrive on the things that I used to do as a younger dude. And now that I'm an older guy, it's like, I have to remember now you got to start taking vitamins. You got to start taking, you know, things to keep your immune system boosted because you're not as young as you used to be. And it's kind of hard to accept the fact when you're getting older. Because I remember when I was 21, 22. And just to tell you my age, I'm knocking on 40 pretty soon. Pretty sooner than I want to be knocking on it. But I'm blessed to say that I am able to see 40. Thank God I hope to see it, I should say, but I'm knocking on 40 pretty soon. And I remember just yesterday, I was 21, working at the bank, reading Quan Foy, shout out to my favorite big brother author, Quan Foy, who I was reading when I was working at the bank. But that was so many odd years ago. And it's like, man, I'm knocking on 40, and it's like I was just 21 a minute ago. But like I say, needless to say, I have to remember to take vitamins and, you know, dope up on other things because it's a lot, you know, that are you know, as we get older and all these different, you know, infections, and it's so easy to catch, you know, strep throat, because strep throat is airborne. And matter of fact, I'm not the only person at my job to have caught it. A lot of my coworkers have caught it too. So it's like, you know, like I said, remembering the dope up on meds, not just being younger, but just remember the dope up on meds at any age is a good thing, because you got so much going on. The winter's here. Like, we were supposed to get this big snowstorm in Chicago. We got half of it. Like, last night, it rained. It rained this morning, but now the snow came, and the streets were slick. And I was kind of glad this was my weekend to be off from work, because I do not like driving in the snow. I've never liked the winter, and I'm a winter baby at that, but I've never liked the winter. I can't stand the winter. I cannot stand the snow. I cannot stand to be out of it, because people don't know how to drive, and that's where most of your accidents take place. So if I could be anywhere in the world, it would be somewhere warmer, because I hate the winter months. I hate it. It's like I count down to when the snow is leaving and when the sun and the hot weather is coming back. And if I could be down south, or, you know, anywhere that stays warm, California, wherever, all year round, I would like to be there, because I cannot stand Chicago winter weather months. And if you've been here or live here, you know what I'm talking about. These winters are very brutal. The snow, when it's down, it falls. And it's like April, right before it's supposed to end. It's just like in the month of April, it's like winter just lingers. It don't want to leave. It want to make a statement like, I'm still here. I ain't going nowhere. Or, you thought I was gone? I'm still here. I'm lingering around. So needless to say, I have to remember to take my meds and things because of the weather and the way things are changing and the fact that I'm getting older and I'm not ready to accept it at all. So that's been most of the week with me as far as the strep throat thing. I don't really have a book of the month for you guys this month, but I just asked you all to just pick up an author and just read a book, you know, and step outside your genre. I hear so much and I see so much on social media that everybody's, I only read this type of genre. I don't like that type of genre, or I only stick to this type of genre because it's what I prefer. So I challenge you to step outside your genre and read a different author and give a new author a chance. You don't know what you're missing out on. I kind of feel like I'm still slept on, even though I've been in the game. I've been writing for about 6 years. I have a total of 4 books, 6 to be exact, that will be published this year. 2 is coming out, which will make 6 this year for me. And I feel like I'm still slept on as a new but almost seasoned author, because a lot of people don't really know too much about Jeffrey Rochelle and the books that I write, unless it's in groups or other folks that, you know, read some. And shout out to the little fan base that I have that does buy my books, does read my books, and gets my books and inquires about my books when I first come out with a book. But I see so much of that, and I see so much of that when I do book events, when I am selling my books. It's like, if the people that are there don't know who that author is, they'll shy away from that author, or, you know, I'll come back to the table, I'll let you know, versus someone that's seasoned and they're already buying their book and getting their book. Now, like I say, let me say this just to clear it up. I'm not knocking you if you have your favorite author. I'm not knocking what you choose to do. But what I'm asking as a reader, what I'm asking of you to do is to take a chance and give a new author in a different genre a choice, you know, a chance. Read their book, because it's people that I even went to school with that I'll see on my Facebook list and my IG list, and they blowing up Kwan, and they blowing up all these other authors. And it's like, okay, you know I write books too. I'm not understanding why you won't give me a chance and just read one of my books. And it don't bother me to the point where I get upset, but it just bothers me and makes me go, It's like, you like to read, but you're not giving everybody a chance. And I just think that new authors need a chance to be able to shine their light and to show their, you know, show their talent too. So I challenge everybody that reads to take their time to take a new author and read their book. And I'm definitely going to promote reading books next month, because, you know, next month, knock on wood, is our month. It's Black History Month. So I'm going to challenge people to take a book and read it, or read 2 or 3 books if you finish that book. But next month is Black History Month. You know, we get that 1 month that they give us to celebrate. We're supposed to celebrate. I celebrate it all year long. But we get that 1 month of February, and I'm going to definitely promote Black authors and books, because it's like we have so much talent. And, you know, I just think that, you know, giving a new author a chance versus a seasoned author, and you already know about them, okay, cool, that's cool, you read them. But take the time out to read a new author. You never know what you're missing when you pick up a new book. So I'm just asking all the readers to take the time and just pick up a new book and read it. Okay. Also, the events that are coming up, book events that are coming up, I'm going to try to get some of the promoters for these book events coming up, like Hustle and Grind in Detroit, Jessica Watkins in the Chicago Urban Book Expo, Book Chick Monica and Atlantic Kickback. I received several, and I didn't know that all these events were going on year-wide, I should say, I'm sorry. But I received several promotional flyers for book events in my inbox from Tisha Andrews. Shout out to author Tisha Andrews. And I didn't know that we have all these different book events, and I feel like there's a need to get these book events out to readers too, because people love to get books off Amazon. They love to get books from authors. And you say, if you go to that author, you know, you have Cash App, and they may, I know I do that. You know, some people inquire about my books off of Amazon and come to me, and I'll charge a fee to Cash App you a book. You know, you pay me through Cash App, PayPal, and I'll mail your book that way. But we don't, authors don't know about these, or readers don't, I should say, don't know about these book events. So I want to take the time to get some of these promoters for these book events on my shows to talk about the event, to give information about these events. So if you are in that area and you are interested in coming out to that event when it's given out, come out, because I've been to events where there's been a lot of people, and I've been to events where there's no people. And I remember I went to one event that I did, and the lady that was in the audience, she said, I didn't know nothing about this from my girlfriend. And it was just a few people there. So at that point, it was like, with me thinking about doing a live blog show, I want to bring awareness to these book events too. So I'm going to try to have some of these people on to talk about their book events during that month when the book event is given as well. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for a lot of different things. I got a lot of different things planned out this year. I started this thing in September, as some of y'all know, and I got a lot of good things planned out for the year before I wrap up season two and this year too. So just be on the lookout. Definitely in the summertime, I want to have fun with the show. I don't go by a protocol with the show. I don't go by a script. I just let the show flow. Most of the time, just to be honest with y'all, I may be sipping on a drink or something while I'm on the radio, you know, talking too. So it's like I'm just laid back. I'm that laid back type of dude. I don't have a strict visionary for things, or, you know, I'm not on the strict, tight knit, you know, lit, you know, whatever you want to call it. But I just like to let the show flow. You know, I lead that way and I follow that way as well too. So just be on the lookout for different things. I know that I'm going to take on two books before the summertime. I know there's one book by Eric Jerome Dickey that's coming out that I'm going to take on to read for that month. And then there's another book that's coming out too. And then Terry McMillan, Mama T has a book coming out, new book coming out in March. And Terry McMillan, Iceberg Slim, Donald Goins, these were people that influenced me to read before I became a writer. I was reading their books when I was in elementary school. Had no business doing it, but I was reading their books when I was in elementary school. So I was pretty excited when I found out that Terry McMillan, Mama T, everybody's mama that writes books, has a new book coming out in March. So I'm going to take on that book to read. And then also Eric Jerome Dickey has a book to read. So he's one of my favorite authors. I'm going to take on that book to read as well too. So like I said, different things are going to be happening with the show. I want to do different and new exciting things with it as well. So I'm just excited for it. And I'm excited for having these different authors that I give a chance to talk and showcase their books, because that's what this is all about. I promote this show for awareness for new authors, because this is what got me started when I first started writing 5 years ago. I was on Keisha Green's show, shout out to her, Keisha Green Literary Jewels, and then I did April Freeman and Michelle, and then I did Charnell Williams' show. These literary blog shows that don't exist anymore, I don't know if Keisha still does her show, but I know April stopped. And Charnell, I don't know if she still does it or whatnot, but those three shows, those people gave me the spotlight that I have now. So that's what made me shine the light into the awareness and pass the baton to me and say, okay, I want to do this. I want to give authors a chance, new authors at that too, a chance to showcase their work, because there's so many of us and nobody really knows who we are. And this gives the opportunity to get your work out there, show it, and as well to let people know who you are. So that's why I said I did this, started it in September, and I'm excited about it. So be on the lookout for the new things I got coming, like I said, and then we're just going to have a very, very awesome time. So I'm just looking forward to that. As always, we come to that point of the show. This show is sponsored by Beggar's Pizza of Gary, Indiana. They're open till midnight tonight. Beggar's Pizza in Gary, Indiana's address is 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana. Their telephone number is 219-951-0695. That Beggar's Pizza is owned by two of my classmates from high school, Quinn and Jonathan. Quinn, can't think of Quinn's last name, and Jonathan Harris. But they both own that Beggar's Pizza in Gary, Indiana. I'm so excited for them. Congratulations to them working together with that. And that Beggar's Pizza, again, is in Gary, Indiana. Their address is 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana. And that number is 219-951-0695. And Mickey's on Stony. They're open till 1 a.m. in the morning or tonight or whatever you want to call it. Their address is 8126 South Stony Island. They're on the southeast side of Chicago. And their number is 773-902-2800. They gave me a shout out this week on Instagram, and I'm shouting them back out as always. So Mickey's on Stony. The address is 8126 South Stony Island on the southeast side of Chicago, and their phone number is 773-902-2800. And Raise the Bar, serving you good sweets and hot food, also specializing in custom treats, birthday cakes, cookies, you name it. Try them out for their weekly food specials. Raise is located at 3350 West 159th Street in Markham, Illinois. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And their phone number is 708-566-4088. That's Raise the Bar, located at 3350 West 159th Street in Markham, Illinois. And their phone number is 708-566-4088. Layla Sports Bar and Grill. They're located at 14908 Chicago Road in Dallas, Illinois, specializing in all your banquet needs, all your party needs, or if you just want to come and kick back up there at Layla's and have a drink and food with your friends or people or whatnot. They're located at 14908 Chicago Road in Dallas, Illinois, and their phone number is 708-414-1088. Again, 708-414-1088. And Pop Culture Gourmet Popcorn, home of 50-plus popcorn flavors. They're located at 509 East 153rd Street in Phoenix, Illinois, located in the Phoenix Plaza off Halsted Street. They're open Wednesday through Sunday from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Don't have a phone number, but again, Pop Culture Popcorn, they're home of the 50-plus flavors, so it's not just cheese, caramel, and regular popcorn. They have jerk chicken flavor. They have pizza flavor. 50 flavor popcorn flavors. They're located at 509 East 153rd Street in Phoenix, Illinois, located in the Phoenix Plaza off of Halsted Street, and they're open Wednesday through Sunday from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. All right. So we have now come to the part of the show that everybody loves, that I enjoy the most, which is my author interviews. And as I said, tonight we have, again, author A1. Steven Anderson, but I know he likes to go about A1. So we're going to talk to author A1, get a few questions out of him, talk about his book, how excited he's about having his book out, what he's done with his book, how his life has changed, and then we'll take some questions and go from there. But everybody that is listening to my voice, whether you are in the queue calling in or listening to the link, let us welcome author A1. Author A1, how are you doing this evening, my brother? Hello?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you. How you doing?
Yeah, I can hear you too. I'm doing good, bro. I'm doing good. How is the evening going so far?
It's going all right. It was all
okay,
right.
Okay.
Just dealing with my kids.
Okay, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. We're excited to have you on the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. So my first question is, let us all know who are the – is it A1?
A1, yeah. You got it right.
Okay. Okay, cool. Glad to know that. Let us know who A1 is, the name of your book. Tell us a little bit about your book and where you're from, too.
Okay, my name is A1, and, you know, I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. And a little bit about my book is basically about how I grew up when I was a kid, all the way to a grown man, from having kids and dealing with certain things in my life myself as a grown man. And having
okay.
to learn
okay.
everything and figure certain stuff out for myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the title of your book is From a Boy to a Man, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about that book and what made you decide to write that book. What was your inspiration behind that?
Basically, I had came up with the idea to want to write a book probably maybe about 5 years ago. And I started thinking about certain things in my life, what I went through as a kid and all that. So I finally put together, like, you know, my ideas, what I'm going to say and how I'm going to go about doing it, and just hooked up with somebody that knew what they was doing, that looked out for me. And so they basically put my ideas together, and there goes the book. But the book basically tells you about how what happened to me as a kid, what I went through as a kid, all the way up to the age I am now.
Okay. And if you don't mind sharing a little bit about that, what were some of the things that you kind of faced as a kid, like your trials and your tribulations for writing the book?
Basically, when I was a kid, growing up in the projects of Kansas City, Missouri, you know, watching your dad beat on your mom, and we had to go to batter shelters, and basically going to churches, getting help with food, and all watching my daddy beat my mom and all that type of stuff, and dealing with baby mamas, certain problems in my adult life and all that.
Okay. So when did you, how long has this book been completed? Like, when did you put the book into publication? Is it recent? Or how long has it been out?
Last August.
Okay.
2019.
Okay. Awesome. Have you done, like, any book signings? Have you done, like, any, or has it been strictly just basically Amazon? Like, have you gotten your book out there so far?
Basically, I haven't did no book signing, but I got it out through Amazon because I'm basically still trying to see how to push the book and all that, and like certain connections and stuff like that. So I'm still in the beginning stages. I'm trying to see how I can go with the book because I'm currently working on another one.
Oh, awesome. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Cool. No problem. And I see, you know, Anissa Jackson. So,
yes.
Tell us, is that how you got your connect to get the, you know, your book started? I know you said you had someone to like help you with. Was Anissa the one that you went to help you with the book?
No, it was. She did some other stuff for me for my bio. She's a good friend. She basically connected me to you because I heard you was a good person. So, you know, she's a
mm-hmm.
good friend of mine.
Okay. So, how long is the book? Is it a real lengthy, or is it just like a real short book?
I probably say some people tell me it took them maybe 2 or 3 days. Some people say a week. It just depends on how busy they are. But I don't think it's a real long book. probably about 90-something pages.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad. That's not too bad at all. And you say you stretch from when you were a little kid all the way up into is it now or you're before now a little bit to your adult age? Just like you said, you go from when you were a kid till your adult
right.
to your adult now with the book.
Right. I go all the way back from what I remember when I was a kid all the way to what I went through as a full grown man. And I went through it.
Okay. Definitely hear that. So were you a reader before you decided to write this book, A1, or was it just, okay, because I went through what I went through, I'm going to write my book and share my story?
I used to like reading a little bit when I went to college for a while because, like, my favorite subjects used to be, like, English and writing and reading classes that I had. So I never thought that I'd one day come out with my own book.
Okay. And how long did it take you to write it?
Let me see. Maybe it took me about 6 months.
Yeah, that's about the same time it took me to write my very first one too. About 6 months.
Yeah.
Were there any obstacles that you had to like say, let me write this book, I gotta stick to it, or did you like just go full force into your 6 months of writing, or were there anything that was like trying to stop you from writing the book?
I went full force. I wasn't about to let nobody stop me.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a story that I had to put out. Because I know with some people that's probably even went through some of the things I went through in life.
Exactly. And that's why I say definitely when you get, or whatever I can give you on information on doing any book signings, definitely get out there. Because when we write our own stories, we never know who we're going to touch in the process of them reading
right.
that book. Or getting it. And I know that's
right.
one of the things that Anissa stressed when she was on the show is that, you know, her story, you know, touched so many lives. And I see her and how, you know, the good things that she's done. But definitely, bro, you definitely, if I can give you any information that I may have, but once you start getting the information that you need for yourself too, definitely get out there and hit those book signings because you never know who you'll touch once you talk to the person
right.
when they come to your table and inquire about your book.
Right. I sure will.
Yes, you definitely, because you never know who needs to hear your story.
Yeah, you're right. And I got a story to tell.
I got a story. So, A1, who is your biggest supporter? Who's been your biggest supporter since you've written this book?
Since I've written the book, my biggest supporter is Anissa. That was the number one.
Okay.
She was
and
pushing me to do this and do that. For his family, my biggest supporter in the family. Man. I'd probably say one of my family members bought the book, two of them. You know, my sister. I'd probably say my sister, two of my sisters.
Okay. And has it been more harder for family to support more as people to outside? I know you said Anissa's was your biggest supporter too. So do
right.
you see more support from your friends than your family or your family? Because I know I do go through that too. I have more support. It's kind of crazy to say, but I have more support from outside than my family too. So
That's true. I got more support outside than family. So I feel the same way.
And how many books do you plan? I know you say you got your second one coming out. How many do you plan on putting out?
My goal is to at least 5 or 6.
Okay.
Because I got some other things I'm working on too.
Okay. And what other things are you working on?
I currently... I'm trying to come out with a clothing line, A1 Clothing. I just got my website up today.
Yeah, I saw that.
Got on air with you. Right. I got that. I got working on that. I'm trying to work on, I'm writing movie scripts. I do a little bit of music. I got a YouTube channel and all that. I'm trying to do everything I can. You got one life to live.
Exactly. And I definitely support you on that, brother. You stay busy.
Yeah, I'm trying. I appreciate you, too.
No problem. Definitely. You definitely said, like I said, I know I saw your clothing line. Is it T-shirts, hats? What is it that you're doing with that?
See, right now I'm starting, you know, since I'm just now beginning, I'm starting with the shirts. Then I'm going to work my way into probably like joggers, hats. Then I might even do underwear and boxers and stuff. Who knows?
Ain't no wrong.
I'm trying to do everything. Right.
I hear you. What kind of movie scripts are you trying to write?
Basically, I want to start out doing movies for us, like either got to do with love or family, stuff like that. I really didn't want to get into like starting my first movie out with, you know, people shooting and all that, because there's so much violence going on in the world as it is, and the young kids nowadays is reckless. So I really didn't want to start out like that.
Okay. Got you. Okay. And when I ask this question, because I ask everybody that comes on to the show that I interview, I know you've gotten somebody that says, "Hey, Antoine, you wrote a book, bro. What is it that I can do to, I got a story. I need to put a book out." What advice do you give someone that comes and asks you that question and say, hey, I know you, I see you wrote your book, bro. What can you give? What advice can you give me? I'm trying to write a book. What three things do you tell a person that's trying to write a book that comes and tell you that?
Basically, I done told some people, basically put all your thoughts and facts together, write it down. That's one. You got to get all your thoughts and your facts together, what you're going to say. Two, make sure you got somebody that's in your corner that for real that can help you for as publishing and all that. And let me see, three, you just got to stay on it. You just got to stay if that's what you really want to do.
Definitely.
Because people came
tell you all the time. Yeah, because they come tell you all the time, "I want to write a book," but then it's like you won't hear them talking about it again, or they'll say, "I wrote a book because you wrote a book," but it's like it has to be your calling,
right,
too. So.
Exactly. It got to be something you really want to do.
Exactly. Are your kids aware that you wrote this book? Are they like in your,
yeah.
Have you got support from them? Okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I got support from some of my kids.
Okay, cool. So they definitely proud of dad. Dad done wrote a book. Any little writers in your crew, they want to write books?
Yeah, I got my son, he in Kansas. His name is Montrell, but on Facebook, you might have seen him on there going by Monty Anderson. I just was talking to him day before yesterday. He started writing the books. And I think he got about 19 to 20 pages. I told him, go ahead and start, and I just try to hook you up.
Definitely. Tell them they'll keep going. Definitely. 20
well, actually,
pages.
I'm going to send them your way.
Okay, cool. Definitely love to talk to him.
Okay. He ain't number 17 years old.
Okay. Okay, well, that's definitely a good start. So I'm proud to hear that.
Okay.
He's following in your footsteps and definitely getting you know, his thoughts and things out on paper, too. I like to see that, definitely.
Right.
Definitely. Okay, well, I want to shift here, bro. I'm going to take some calls for you because I got some people in the queue.
Okay.
And I know sometimes in the show I'll be rushing it. But we got enough time in the world, so I'm going to take some of these calls I see in the queue. So,
okay.
This first one is 816, and then their last four is 7980. You are on the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff and A1. Go ahead and speak, 816-7980.
Hey, Awan, this is Anaisa Davis-Jackson. I just called in to show my support. I just want everybody to know that the book is an awesome book. It's real. Like, he keeps everything 100. Awan is very real as a person, and I believe that his book is going to help change a lot of lives. So I just, you know, called in to give my support and to let him know that he's doing it. He's doing really good. So we're watching. That's for sure.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Anaisa, you going to kill me because I always call you Anaisa. You told me your name
yep.
was
Anaisa. It's Anaisa, yep. You're
going to kill me because I always
yep,
call her Anaisa.
Yes, that's what they all do.
I don't, and that's not to cut you off, but that's because I went to a girl school with your name too, and her name was Anaisa. So that's why I always, and I'm like, she says it's Anaisa, so I'm like, I apologize for that. I do.
No, it is okay, but yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know that the book is certainly something to look into. It had me glued. Like, I was able to finish it in like 2 days. Like, you don't want to put it down. And he shares some pretty intimate and personal things in there that, you know, I think that a lot of people can relate to it. Like, there's something for everybody that's in that book. It was some
mm-hmm.
things that he mentioned that kind of had me go back in time. Like, wait a second, you know, I experienced the same thing. This is why this happened that way. So he's on to something, that's for sure. And in a day, you know, as the world is right now, as far as, you know, young men being lost and trying to find their way, I think this is an excellent book to get them back on track
yes.
and let them know that, you know, you can come from tragedy and then still make it out, you know, unscathed.
Definitely.
So all day.
Definitely.
That's it. All
yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Y'all have a good one.
Oh, you too.
Anaisa, thanks for stopping by.
Not a problem. Good night.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Good night.
And I like the way that she put the A1, because that's why I say definitely I want to get information to you about book events near you or whatever information that you would
right.
need, because that book definitely, I know a lot of people that you know, have probably come from your same type of, you know, story background, whatever, and would love to hear, you know, read your book. So definitely,
right.
whatever information I can give you, I definitely want to see you get out there and hit those book signings so you can get your book out there, bro. Definitely.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do.
Definitely. Okay. We got area code 302 and the last 40047. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff and Awan. Go ahead and speak.
Hey, Jeff, it's TJ LaRue. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Well, I'm just listening, you know, always listening, but I liked hearing what he was saying. I have a question for you, Awan. So when you were writing, sharing your experiences, was it cathartic for you? What was that process like, and what did it leave you feeling like after you finished the book?
Basically, it was kind of, in a way, it was kind of like sad because it brought up like old memories of stuff that didn't happen to me that wasn't good. So, but other than that, it was all right. I just had to get my story out there to let people know, because I know a lot of people that went through a lot of things. So I figure if I let them know or I put it in a book, they might can read it or I might can help them in their life.
Well, I'm glad you were able to do that and you shared it with everyone, which is huge. And like you said, it's going to affect someone else who needed to hear that and they share their story as well. So I'm glad to hear that you did
right.
that.
Thank you.
Well, keep it going. I'll talk with you guys later. Enjoy.
Okay.
Thanks for stopping by,
thanks.
DJ.
Anytime.
All righty. So, bro, what is a typical day like for you? I know you got a lot going on, and I know you got your kids. So, just I want to ask you that. I'm picking it back a little bit from the beginning. But
okay.
Tell me, what is a typical day like for you on a daily basis in Kansas? What, like, what are some of the things that keep you busy and going daily?
Basically, putting your kids on a school bus, you know, going to work, cooking, cleaning, writing. and networking with people, you know, business-minded, you know what I'm saying, certain things like that. That's an everyday routine. I'm always trying to network.
Okay. Okay. Cool, cool. So, like I said, you're definitely busy there, definitely.
Yeah, I'll be busy.
And is Amazon is the only platform? No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What you going to say?
I said, yeah, I'll be busy trying to network with everybody.
Okay. And how successful has that worked for you since?
I've been doing pretty good so far because I got my website up. I got basically a director for a movie, and you know I've been doing all right.
Okay. And where's your website at? What's the name of it? Where can we find that at?
My YouTube. I got a YouTube channel.
Yeah,
it's A1A1.
Okay. Okay. Do you have like a regular AWU website, or is it just your YouTube?
That one's just my YouTube, and I don't have like a regular website yet.
Okay.
Besides my clothing website, A1clothing.com.
Okay. 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 And is Amazon the only platform where your book is at to be purchased? Do you do like
right now
Cash App? Okay.
Yeah, I do Cash App too. I do Cash App.
Okay. 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 Cool. 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 All right. All right. Well, I got one.
It's like A1 Steve.
Hey, you said it's what now?
My Cash App is A1 Steve on there.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Cool. So if anybody wants to definitely buy it, because I know a lot of people like to buy books and they like to get them signed. So that's
right.
One way I know I
right.
can sell mine through the Cash App and the PayPal too. So that's a
right.
definite
yeah,
good
I can
thing.
Sign it and ship it off. Yep, I can sign it.
Exactly, exactly. Because I know Amazon don't be giving us a buck for our book, so that's why I
right.
had to learn
they
that at first
don't.
Too.
right,
I
they
to
show
them. I had to definitely learn.
Yeah,
that
I'm
first
working
too.
On. I'm working on trying to get it in Barnes and Noble. I'm trying to go that route too. I'm trying to see what I got to
okay.
do to get in there.
Okay. Okay. Well, try to check and see if it's on the website, because I know when I did my very first book, my very first book was on the website. I didn't put it on there, but I think it might be on the check and see if it's on the website, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the Barnes & Noble website, because I know my book is on there. Yeah, my book is on about it.
Oh,
put
okay.
it on there. But I don't know, sometimes
oh, okay.
you upload your book. Yeah, but see if it's there. But definitely, Barnes
okay.
& Noble. Walmart is one I'm trying to get into too, because I know a lot of the urban authors have their books in Walmart, so that's what I'm trying to, you know,
right.
reach to get to that platform too. Definitely.
Right.
Definitely.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, I got another call I want to take, and the last four is 111.
Okay.
You're on the Saturday Spotlight with A1 and Jeff, so go ahead and speak. Hello? Hello? All right, well, they didn't want to talk to us, so so to move forward from that as well.
Right.
So, A1, what's in store for you for the future, bro? Like, what are some of the things? I know you say you got your projects and things coming up, but is there anything else in store for you coming up?
I just see myself. I'm just trying to be successful and stay positive.
Okay. Okay, and that's definitely a good thing. Like I said, this book, like Anitha said, the book from what I looked at as well too, it's a definitely good book for, you know, the young guys that I lost that have turned their lives around and trying to turn their lives around. I really, really wish that I knew someone that you could talk to like at the high school level here, because I know so many young guys that I lost. And when I did my very first book, I got a lot of high school attention from that book because it was based off my high school days. But definitely your book, bro, would definitely touch some of the, you know, younger cats in my neighborhood that I grew up in, because I grew up in the hood as well, too, here in Chicago.
Right.
And I believe that your book would definitely touch a lot of the, you know, the younger cats that I live in, you know. So
I wish it was a definite way I knew who to talk to get you to, you know, get here and, you know, talk about your book. Because it's so many different levels. Of, and you will learn it as well, too, as you're doing your book. But it's definitely so many different higher levels that you're going to go with that book.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. That's why I got to get to the right people.
Exactly.
And I'm still in the beginning stages with the book, so I'm still learning.
Yeah, and we always definitely learning, definitely. But one of the things that I like to do is whatever, like I said, info that I know, I like to pass it off and along, because I was at the point, your point is where I should say, where I was new. No one wanted to help me. And like I said, that's the reason why I like doing this show, is I like to give back and help us indie authors that no one knows about. So.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm definitely glad Anissa connected me with you as well, too.
I'm appreciative of that, too. I'm glad she did.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Okay. All right. So I guess my next question, next couple of questions for you. We talked about your three things and what you touched on when someone asked you about writing a book. And I don't know if I did. I think I did ask you what stumbling blocks you had for writing the book, and you said none. Were you getting ready to put the book together, I should say, was there any fear or doubt in your mind, or you were just like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and write this book. It is what it is. But was there any fear that you ever think that you wouldn't finish the book, or you knew as you were getting ready to go into it that you were going to definitely get the book out there and get it done?
Basically, I was thinking about far as like, I didn't really care about really what nobody thought, because basically the book was about me. So I just went on and went full-fledged with it and just put that book out. And I was talking it over with one of my friends about certain things, what I should say, too, because one of my other supporters is one of my friends, Dorsey Parker, so she got a lot to do with trying to help me, too.
Okay, so did she, like, help out in, like, putting the book together? Was Anissa, you know, there helping you put the book together? Like, who like, helped you put the book together?
The one that put the book together was my friend named Shaquayla Spence.
Okay.
She put it together.
So what was it that she helped
I
you
wrote
put
it in
the book like what?
She basically published it, typed
okay.
it up and published it.
Okay. Okay. So she did like all your editing and things of that nature too?
Yeah, she did all the editing too.
Okay. Okay, cool. Okay. Okay. All right. So, have you reached out to like any of like the, I want to say like the Boys and Girls Clubs, any things out there in that nation, Kansas, like, are you just still like kind of sort of, I know you say you're new, but as far as have you like reached out to any of like the Boys and Girls Clubs, like the schools, like are you getting into production or doing that, or are you waiting on just to get the book more?
Yeah, I want to reach out to them. I want to reach out to them. I just want to know how I go about doing certain things so I can try to get my books out in the schools or jails. I want to get them in prisons, too.
Okay. Okay.
Libraries.
I know that's kind of easy to do. I don't know if there is, but I know here it is, because I know a couple of my books are in the libraries as well, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my book
like
everywhere.
Exactly.
Anywhere I can,
so
I'm trying to put it there.
Okay, cool. So definitely with the library thing, just definitely go and talk to, like, I guess the librarian or whatever. I know here that's how I did it, and they put my books on shelf there as well.
Yep. I know you probably doing pretty good with your books.
Well, yeah, I'm not. I'm still new, and I'm still learning every day. So, I mean, I feel like I'm not where I. How can I say it? I feel like I'm not where I need to be, but I'm happy where I am. But I feel like I'm still not where I need to be at. And when I say that, is because I want to be where people know who I am when I come to events. And if they don't have my book, they're looking to get it. Versus,
right. Okay,
I really don't still know who you are. And that's why I know for my vision board I created for myself, one of the things that I have on there is to market more. Because I've come to the point, bro, where I've written books, but it's like still nobody knows who I am. And it's like, okay, you've written books, but how are you marketing yourself? So that's one of the things that I want
right.
to do more of and learn more of. And I'm going to definitely talk about that in one of my shows. But I to me, that's
right.
like
you
one
and
of
me
the next
both. I need
biggest,
to learn that too.
Yeah, that's like one of the next biggest things that we have to learn how to do as writers is to market. And that's been like my
right. My
biggest hurdle, stumbling point. And I like how a nice, I see her picture. She goes out and she's always at different places and she's getting her book out. That's one of the things that I want to definitely concentrate more, because I have 4 books, but it's like, okay, people know who I am, but it's still some people that don't. So it's like I need to more or less market a little bit more. And some of these book events can be very expensive. They can be very expensive.
Y'all
so
know.
Like, you try to do some of them, but it's like some of them, these, you got to pay $100-some for a table, and you take books and you might not sell what you're going to sell. So I know with that, what I do is I only take like a handful of books. But that's something I'm definitely going to stress on another show and talk about too. But, yeah, that's something definitely that's been my problem too, marketing as well. So,
right. I'm trying to learn
okay.
as much as I can.
Yeah, and definitely stick with it, bro, because like I said, whatever information I can give you or whoever I can pass off to you to talk to, I'm definitely here for it. If you definitely need to reach out, anything you need to ask me about, just email me, DM me. Like I said, I'm the type of person that I like to help and give back. And because, you know,
okay,
there
I appreciate
people that have,
it. I sure will.
Yeah, definitely, no problem. So any questions, anything you definitely want to know, just definitely email me on it, and I'll definitely help you out with it.
Okay.
Okay, cool. All right, so before we wrap up here, let us know where we can reach you at, where we can reach your book at, and
okay.
a little bit about your YouTube website again.
Okay, if you probably in my city or something, you can contact me at my phone number, and that's 816-888-0010. And, you know, the Cash App is A1 Steve. My YouTube channel is A1AWUN. And then I got the clothing website, which is A1 Clothing. And you can go through PayPal.
Okay, cool. And then you said your book was on Amazon. Is
my
platform?
Yeah, my book.
Right?
Yeah, my book is on Amazon. Yeah, it's on Amazon.
Okay, cool. All right. And did you get your Facebook name out?
My Facebook business page is Steven Anderson.
Okay, cool.
Steven Anderson. My Instagram. Let me see.
Yep.
I got an Instagram. Let me see. It's let me look on here and see. My Instagram name on there is A1AWUN9590.
Okay. Right. What about Twitter? I'm not a big Twitter fan, but
me either. I ain't never been a Twitter fan.
Yeah, I don't know how to work.
I don't have no Twitter. Twitter
okay,
seems
cool.
kind of boring.
It is, and then it's like you keep posting stuff, and I've never been with
right.
it, so I probably won't. I got it, but I don't never get on it.
Yeah, I ain't got it.
All right, bro. Well, I've definitely enjoyed interviewing you tonight. Definitely glad that we had you on. Any little final words you got to say before we sign off here?
I appreciate you having me on your show, and I support your show. And thanks for everybody that support me in anything that I do in life.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. Well, tonight we've had on the Author Spotlight, Author A1, a.k.a. Steven Anderson. Y'all got to go check his book out, From a Boy to a Man. Thank you, A1, for coming on, bro, and I will definitely talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, no Bye. Problem. You have a good night.
Okay, you too. Bye.
All right. So there you have it. There you have it, everyone. Author A1, a.k.a. Steven Anderson. Go out and cop his book on Amazon, From a Boy to a Man. Definitely, I want to reach out to any platforms here that have any trouble young men with youth, any troubled teenage young guys that are looking for any good books to read. I definitely recommend A1's book from what I have looked at, as Anissa Jackson stated, author Anissa Jackson. His book definitely is a A1 read for troubled teens, troubled young men. So check his book out, From a Boy to a Man, by author A1, a.k.a. Steven Anderson. And congratulations to him and his future endeavors, and also good luck on his book. And definitely thank you for coming on tonight again, author A1, a.k.a. Steven Anderson. Next week we talk to again. She's stopping by. She was on for Halloween, and she's stopping by again next week. Author Tiffany Ford, we talked to her on the Saturday Spotlight. So as usual, this has been your favorite author. Again, that's E-R-Y, not R-E-Y when you spell my name. First, that is. And last name is R-O-S-H-E-L-L. Your boy, your favorite author, Jeffrey Rochelle, on the Saturday Spotlight. Have a good rest of your weekend. Have a good week. And as I always state, the only thing and what you do for Christ is the only thing that will last. Talk to you guys next week. I'm out.